Scores of people took to the streets in Bangkok for a second day on Tuesday, calling for the overthrow of Thailand's prime minister, whose government they accuse of corruption. Demonstrators surrounded government buildings and major intersections were blocked. Their claim is that the government of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra, sister of ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, is corrupt and that her party uses money to influence voters and cement its power. Speaking with Vatican Radio, chairman of the Catholic Business Executives Group in Bangkok, Dr. Veerashai Tikavichit, shared his thoughts on the situation.
Well, this is very unprecedented because, you know, the number reached last time nearly 5 or 6 million people. It's not ordinary protest, it's not ordinary mob, or it's not really ordinary gathering. It got to be something very worthwhile for all the elderly, even children, you know, to come and join their parents on the street. And many Catholics, of course, including my own family, have already joined them last time. So this fight is not fighting against the government or governing government or ruling government, but it's a fight against corruption. This is the evil. So every citizen in the country who has been intimidated by the very open gesture, open position on the corruption by all the government, what you call the cabinet or the ministers, even sister of the former prime minister who is in exile, and his cronies and all that. This is a really, really a very advanced stage of corruption that we are suffering in Thailand because the corruption is so open and no police officer or prosecutor could do anything about it. If any case against them come to their office, they just basically slow down or dismiss. So it just so happened to be that there is a very, very daring member of the Democrat Party. Now, we are not, I mean, most of the people on the street are not really rooting for him or would like to see Democrat becoming the ruling government. No, this is not really to replace the current government with the Democrat Party. Many, many people on the street don't like Democrats either because I think they themselves, some of them are also corrupt. But I think this particular government, the level of corruption is so horrible that it just now implanting into the minds and the hearts of all the young generation that corruption is socially accepted or acceptable. If you corrupt and you get away and you're rich, then you are a hero. This is something that we are fighting against.